This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Key of Gold, 23 Czech Folk Tales, translated by Joseph Bodice. Number 18, Old Nick and Kitty, recorded by Elizabeth Palmer, Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada. Once upon a time there was an old maidservant on a farm. She was a score or 2 years old, but she wanted to get married, though nobody would even touch her. She never missed a dance. She was sure to turn up at every one of them, though nobody ever asked her to dance. So at last she said, "I'd dance with old Nick if only he'd come." The clock struck 11, and a youth clothed in green entered the room. He went straight up to our Kitty and began to dance with her. All the girls couldn't keep from laughing, but they daren't laugh openly, so they held their aprons over their faces. Kitty was very angry, but she kept on dancing like the wind. She thought, "Let the fools laugh. They'd be glad enough to dance with the lad themselves." It was hard upon 12 now, and old Nick, for old Nick it was, had to start for home. But Kitty wouldn't let him go. What was he to do with her? He was absolutely at a loss what to do, for she was clinging on to him behind. He went to the pond, thinking he'd be able to throw her in. He tried to do it, but she clasped him around the neck, and he couldn't manage it. So off he went to hell with her. But the people of hell made an outcry against her, and wouldn't let her stay at any price. "Hang it all," says old Nick. "I can't go all around the world with her." At last he met a shepherd. "I say, shepherd," says he, "would you like this maiden here?" "A nice maiden that is," the ugly old spinster. "Keep her for yourself. You can pickle her." Now the devil saw that he was going to fail again. He promised the shepherd a heap of money, only to rid himself of the hideous old crone. But the shepherd refused. "I'll make it so much," says old Nick. "Well, if you will, I agree." Now the shepherd was a good-looking fellow, and Kitty was easily persuaded to stay with him. He had lots of money now, and he had the same idea as the devil, to throw her into the pond. What else could he do with such a hideous old hag? He had a great fur coat, and he put it on so high over his head that she couldn't catch hold of his neck, and plump, off she went into the pond. But, you know, a bad one's a bad one, and you can't get rid of them so easily. So it was with Kitty. She wasn't drowned. A short time after this, old Nick had an appointment with a man. I don't exactly know how the case stood, but anyhow, the devil was to get him. The man asked the shepherd to save him. He was quite ready to pay him well for it. "All right," says the shepherd, "I can do that much for you. Old Nick and I are the best of friends." Now the crowd of people had collected, and they were all wondering how it was going to end. In comes old Nick. The shepherd runs to meet him, and, "Old Kitty's here asking for you," says he. The devil left things as they were, and before you could say Jack Robinson, he was off. So it all turned out all right. End of Old Nick and Kitty.